Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 27th of February, recording at 9:29 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets, well, mostly quiet. An exception was India, which has been leading a reaction here, and it fell 2.67% for the Sensex. And a lot of declines, but the others were under 1%. European stock markets also noted for some small declines. A couple bucked the trend by just breaking even. And in the Americas, now Wall Street was weak early on in the day. Dow was down about 100 points. But it recovered, and well, the Dow closed almost unchanged. S&P, tiny gain, up 1.85. And the NASDAQ up a tiny bit as well. So what had happened is we had a sell-off early on, and then it gradually clawed it back, moved into gains, modest gains, which then sort of faded towards a close. In long-dated government bonds, we've got some firm action here in the futures prices, all higher here today. And the, let's see, the U.S. dollar, a little bit steadier against the euro. It's down half a cent here to 133.95. And it's a little steadier against sterling, about half a cent. But it's weaker against the Aussie, which is up to 107.56. It's also a little weaker against the yen. The yen's been incredibly weak for the last 3 weeks, but steadied just a bit in here today. Now, in precious metals, gold finally a little bit of seesawing and then closed a little bit weaker. It's down just under $6 here at 1766 and a half. Similar action in the other precious metals. Actually, silver has bucked the trend. It's up two cents. Now, industrial metals, I think tin and nickel eased a little bit. The others were slightly firmer. And crude oil, this is big commodity news on the day. Crude having been on a bit of a tear over the last fortnight, fell a couple of dollars in here today. So that brings the WTI down to still a pretty high 107.72, but hey, it's fallen back from that 110 level. And the Brent is currently trading down 220 at 123.26, 123.26. So that's welcome, welcome news. And what else? I see the grains and beans were a bit firmer in here today. I think those are the, let's see. Sugars also firmer. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, everybody in the world knows that, of course, that they've been on a tear this year. So everyone in the world also knows that they're somewhat overextended, if not a lot overextended, in the short term. But people have been upgrading their forecasts and or moderating their embarrassingly bearish views that were heard at year end. Now, that's all predictable enough, and we have seen, as I was mentioning last week, we've seen some loss of upside momentum here in a number of the indices, but not very many have fallen back all that sharply. There's always a risk that they still will. But you remember how last year was characterized by such volatility. We would get these meltdowns, and then we would get a slow motion melt up, and then another meltdown, and so on. And it's just this churning activity. Well, we've had a lengthy slow motion melt up, the best in 10 to 15 or more years in terms of what investors have actually seen. And while say India started to fall last week, and this must be at least the fourth consecutive day to the downside, it's still only given up about a quarter of its overall gains. And it had gone up over 30% in US dollar terms. So that just puts things into perspective. That's therefore not surprising to see something of a pause here. But the question is, will we get more in the way of another meltdown? Well, we certainly can't rule out that possibility, but I don't see much evidence of it so far. And my feeling is that the high frequency trading has contributed to much of that. So I'm very much aware of the risks, but again, it's not impossible that we could have an environment where either they are more cautious or have changed strategy somewhat, or just the strength of demand. This is the more likely case. The strength of demand is sufficient to keep markets from seeing that type of downside volatility. We will see. We will see here. But my feeling overall is that this is not a time to be chasing equities higher. But if you see a decent pullback in even just a modest pullback or a mean reversion towards the MA in something that you actually like, that's probably a reasonable buying opportunity for the medium term. I've said all along that this had the look of a cyclical bull market to it, and the market action has certainly confirmed that. And I don't think it's going to be over because we're not going to get tightening of interest rates, which is the big killer of bull trends. But I've been very concerned about what we were seeing with the oil prices. And you will have noticed last week that a lot of other people started talking about oil prices. So there's an awareness out there, and the oil market, in terms of speculators, and I think it is mostly speculators, well, they blinked today. Now, partly because prices had rallied up to areas of previous resistance, particularly on the Brent. So it's not surprising. It would be terrific to see some follow-through to the downside here tomorrow without a big overall risk-off type of atmosphere in markets generally. And long-dated government bonds, much of the same. They're still very much range-bound, supported at the lower side, presumably by a combination of the quantitative easing in the West and also a belief that the central banks will come in and do it. So traders helping to support them. But they may stay in these range-bound patterns for at least the medium term here. So we don't be surprised if we see more of the same. And that would be a form of stability which would be favorable for stock markets. We don't want to see bond yields starting to spike, and we don't want to see the bolt hole safe haven bond government bond markets seeing their yields plunge. Now, in terms of commodities overall, other than oil, which I've just mentioned. We have firm precious metals. They had a very good week last week, and they're well underpinned. So I just think it's a matter of how much more reaction and consolidation, sideways ranging mainly, do we see before we get a further attack on overhead resistance. But I think certainly a further attack on overhead resistance is coming. Overall, you look at commodity indices like the CCI, which is our favorite because it's unweighted and has so many components. And commodities are steady, but well off the highs that they had seen early last year, or sort of in second quarter of last year, when I think they reached their peak. So we don't have an across the boards move to the upside in commodity markets, but we did certainly have a worrying push to the upside on crude oil. And barring a late reaction to that, it's impressive the way stock markets have mostly shrugged off that risk. But assume, as I do, that we are now in a pause, reaction, and consolidation phase, which is likely to persist for a little while. All the best.